And good afternoon, American Fork. This is John Fisher from Seattle, Washington. Pleasure to be with you here at the Bands of America Championship, the St. George, Utah Regional. My caption today is going to be Visual Performance Ensemble. I wish you the very best. I'll be back and ready to begin. Have a fantastic run. We're back, American Fork. I wish you the best. Here we go. Enjoying the pre-show. Beautiful moment, good impact of those moments. Taking the indirect pathway, good understanding of the effort change, going from very linear to curvilinear in those moments of working through the different change, changing the shape of the body down into creating texture in those moments, filling out, bringing those moments forward, expanding the moment, rotating it into the wedge. Clarity of form, very strong. Good for you. Nicely done with the articulation of the vertical toss. Certainly works out well from the technique of those responses. Starting to build on the use of the lower body. Working again different steps within those moments, creating different rhythmic qualities through those responsibilities. Closing through those body moments with the band proper itself. Indirect pathways, moving through those moments. Clarity of form, ensemble cohesiveness could be a little stronger just from the readability factor here through these moments as it runs through the different moments. To say is I can reshape the color guard back, keeping them framed throughout that moment, very similar in approach to the form moving through those moments. Cool idea in that too, with just the use of the torso coming up through towards the center of the field in that mass ensemble there. More in gestural in those moments. You're building a range of variety and skill. But just from the understanding of really how the body goes into the lunge, comes back up, really work indirect pathways, really working the really core, working through the rib cage and through your center as you develop a more broader understanding and development of those inherent skills that layer on behind one another. That seems to be achieved quite well from the understanding of the technique from the body perspective. More focal points here with the use of the color guard, variations within those moments, the small vignettes, like those moments of the crabs at different step sizes, really working and playing around mellophones, brass, side two, really working that moment of really falling off your center with the use of the how you take the body really fully engaged through those moments. Nicely done. We are the trumpets as it keeps building and exchanging moments, and so it keeps adding responsibilities upon responsibilities, condensing, changing the shape of the form through this left stage while keep paying that repetitive moment. Well done. Keep adding and developing and growing that moment from simultaneous responsibility, the simultaneous notes, responsibility to the max. Well done. Again, it seems to be your go-to move with the moment of the collapsing over and rounding the shoulders and the back. Basic responsibility with this, the flag moving around the space. Here's one thing I would say, the gestural efforts, the effort changes, mostly consistent. However, though, mellophones, trumpets, those moments where you round the body over and you collapse over through your center, get a little bit lower. It's if you want to really concave that stomach and really work through that center. Thank you. Interesting ideas here, bringing out the props with the U's on them. Negative space working, interesting moment here, just really how you're working in and around them. You could almost take and expand on that. You seem to be going vertical side to side or lateral side to side. Why couldn't you go through them? Why couldn't you go under them? And you get a lot of opportunity to play around with those moments there with the props by the color guard. Bring the swing flanks out, yeah. Pretty moment here. Good understanding technique and timing through those flag phrases. Yeah. Really a filled moment of really clarity of understanding of the control and balance of the form. But I'm saying, like, from an ensemble perspective, how you look through the visual musicality and how you look through some artistic expression, play around with some of those ideas of maybe going in and around and through those moments instead of, because I think you could explore a little bit broader, maybe you can make some more effectiveness in those moments. A lot of different textures here, from the props laying side to side, the band, the color guard being layered on that moment. It seems to be very dense and very thick as it relates to the counter motion that's being created as well. So I look at those moments and really how that all develops, and then also really how you bring out the pieces of vinyl and everything else from around and create the emphasis down into the diamond to the left stage. A lot of multi-focus events occurring at this point. A lot of different changes in body orientation. A lot of moments where you have really the responsibility to be connected quite well. Rifle line, well done. Moments of really how you take and put that the props through those moments and different and give it a different look and different feel and perspective through this moment. Good control of balance. Laying those moments. Well done. Watching that develop towards the end and bring out into the single rounding line form. American Fork overall, I think the range and the variety in his skill set is really growing and is quite well understood by the performers. At times, I think there's an opportunity to explore variations as it relates to how you explore the prop from the color guard, that U shape. Can you go around it? Can you go under it? Can you go through it? I think it just becomes very functional, and I don't think there's an opportunity to really elevate that from an artistic interpretation perspective and understanding how you integrate that in through the program, and really the way that you take and change the shapings of them across the back works out pretty well for you. There's interesting moments in too where you take and keep evolving the way that the body, the simultaneous responsibility, enhance and grow and develop over the course of time. But again, what I said after that, backing up a step, sorry, when you have after the props come out, and then you have the band through there, and then you have the color guard with the swing flags, it seems to be a lot of texture going on. And it seems to be that it's very cluttered, and how to separate that distance and how to get that a little bit more cleaner palette to really focus, and then before it comes out, it resolves into the line with the different shapes and pathways. So I'm looking forward to seeing it again tonight. I think there's a lot of substance in there, and I'm sure that I'm going to see more tonight when I view it. So I think overall, I think the performers really have a good understanding of those uniformity and the understanding of the technique and form and body. So and the way that you achieve effort changes at times, Dan Proper, one last thought. Making sure when you collapse the body over, making sure you fully take it over. A lot of people are stopping sort of at like at a 45 and not really releasing the spine and really getting that full contraction all the way over into that more of a the rounded back. So some things to look at and consider, but overall, well done today. I wish you the very best. Thanks so much, American Fork.